Yeah, okay. So we'll just review briefly. So the we're doing Misha Meisa Mutu Lefanov, correct? And it says that it's Potam, the Kriya Shema Menatfilo Menatfilim. When we call mitzvah, some more is Potam. Jabana's the rice is Potam. Yeah. So the... Yeah, so I mean, at first sight, minat filo, some take it out.
Bach takes it out.
Bach takes it out because kavachom, I guess. Because once you hold the rice, you put from certainly put from filo. Okay. Yeah. So Rashi says. So the question is, why is he potter if he's a meisa mutal lefanav? I mean, he's not doing anything. He's Mason Mutlafanov. So why should we butter? Why can't he do mitzvahs? So Rashi says the fishu Torah b'machsheves for Russell. Fahav yedum yedachasim the potamishim tir to the mitzvah. Tir to the mitzvah. Okay. So Rashi is a little more explicit on the spot on Dafiralov on the Ralph. The Gemara says. He loved Kroy and Sarah, low is smart. It is a funny Rashi. I mean, because Rashi should have said, B'shivtcha v'estach has my son mitzvah.
Right.
And v'lechtcha v'adarach is tirda the mitzvah. That's the second. But he spreads himself out here in a funny way. He says, why kisam kivin dosek mitzvah loksim b'kra behedya? Ela miyuta ba'almahu d'kadashim mi be'secha d'ika tirda aval chasan d'tirda d'machshava ba'almahu shemachashev al esek besulam yilav kro yisera lo ashmi lo esmaat. Yeah.
Rashi is
tiered
in both cases.
Funny Rashi. It's a funny Rashi because Rashi over here seems to say simply tiered to the mitzvah. Whatever it is.
Does he bring in machshav also here?
He doesn't go into machshav. He just says.
This is tiered machshav as rasa.
Yeah, that's right. So that's so that's where we learn tiered.
I know you're right. Rashi is always the tiered.
Yeah, it's what exactly is we don't really define Rashi exactly.
We didn't realize that.
That's right. Okay, just a second. Yeah, Rashi seems to be learning that there's two ways you could learn it. One way is it's a p'tur. It's a p'tur from chiyuv. It's not a positive thing. It's simply a p'tur. Like we said, that the Torah doesn't come along, and if it puts you in a state of stress, to come along and add mitzvahs to that state, it's a p'tur. You're not mechayiv as a gavra. The Torah's not mechayiv you. The Torah's not mechayiv you as a gavra, since you're under strain already, to be involved in this. If you want to do it, you can do it, and that's Rashi Shita. But the other way would be that it's a positive thing, like Taraso Nasa, like an Osek B'mitzvah. A person that's on that level, that he's Osek Mitzvah, he's Potter Min HaMitzvah. The Torah is not Mechayev of you. Because his Askos places him in a certain plane where he's simply not subject to Chiyuv HaMitzvahs. So then I would say Rashi holds that Mistaver in Machshava also. I wouldn't differentiate. Because the Gavra is still an Osek. If the reason is it's not a Ptur, but a Gavra that's an Osek and Mitzvah, is like he's on a high level, that level, the Torah is in Machai of you, it's enough to be Osek. So Mistaver is the Kiyam of the Gavra being Osek is the same whether he's doing something or not, whether he's thinking about something. Because he's an Osek. And then I wouldn't have two different categories. But that's if it was a positive thing. If the Torah had a whole parsha for Osek Mitzvah. So a person that's an Osek Mitzvah is in a different realm, because since they're Osek Mitzvah, they're immune to the halos of mitzvahs. It's like a certain immunity. So if it were Batoras immunity, Rashi holds, then it makes sense that Osek would mean even if he's not doing it. Like for instance, by Talmud Torah, you make the bracha lasak with the v'sara, and even though like Taisha says you go to work, but you still potter because it's on your mind. So you're an Osek. So that's why you're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even though you're not doing Talmud Torah. So the year two, I would say he's an Osek. But since it's not a positive state, right?
That's
Ma'akir
the
Chalos, that's that side. Have you Ma'akir the Chalos in the Chiyah? Just say. Yeah, it's not a positive property. It's not a positive property. So if it's a positive property, so then he's also considered an Osek. But if it's not a positive property, it's just a Ptur, so I have to know, Heichon, does the Ptur go? Is the Ptur only when I'm involved, the Maisa B'Yadayim, or the Ptur is also if I'm sitting at home? But if it was a positive property in the Gavra, so then I would say, as long as the Gavra partakes of that property of being an Osek, he's in a different land, so to speak. And the Torah is not, the mitzvah, the Torah is a late mitzvah step.
Right. Interesting, Tir does part of that?
So Tir would be part of that, right. It would be like the guy that's working and he made the Birchus Torah, and even though he's not learning, but he's still Osek with the Rizor. And he goes mentally. Okay? But since it's a Ptur, so you can't say it that way. That's the way Rashi went, just a Ptur.
Ptur means only that the Chiyav is Chal, you just have a Ptur from it?
What?
Ptur means that the Chiyav is Chal, the Gavra, you just has a Ptur?
Yeah, the Torah, Drachar Dachanama, it's one much more than that.
It's like a Schos, he doesn't have to do mitzvah almost.
Right.
So there's defined limitations.
The Torah doesn't want to. The Torah is not matriachim, because it's a hard thing to be matriachim with mitzvahs when he's already doing something. Now, in the first case, Rashi must learn that it's not because it's impossible. He must learn because it will be a tircha. So he says there's a tircha of the maisa. Like maybe when the guy is shaking out the tablecloth, So he could still be mechaven to Shema Yisrael, Shem Ha'fei, Hashem Achad while he's doing it. Not impossible. That was the Chassid Shema Yisrael for Rav Levi Yitzchak Baditchev. That he always be Melametzchus. So he walked by, a guy had a little pushcart, and he was cleaning his pushcart and saying Krishna. So that's the family story. He said, you see this guy, even when he cleans his pushcart, he says Krishna. So Chassidim liked it, and the Snagim left it. So the thing is, that who says that when the guy is shaking at the tablecloth, he can't be mechaven while he's doing it to Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Hashem Achad.
Give money to the Ani, right.
So Rashi's learning it's not impossible. But once he has the pressure, so there's no chiv. So now it's a question of how much pressure. There's pressure of doing, which is harder, and then there's pressure of preoccupation. So Rashi says, since you have two limudim, you need two to teach you the latter. Because if you only have one, you'd only take the upper. Okay? That's what I think Rashi's learning. But he's learning it's all because of the tirdom. It's not because of the impossible.
If it had been open in the positive, it would have been the other way then.
That's right.
It would have been a positive.
Positive.
Openly said it.
Properly, right.
I mean, it's not just an exception for a guy who's in a certain.
Right. That's a Russian thing. Does it fit into the other Rashi? The other Rashi doesn't really expand on it, but it doesn't negate it.
Rashi's like, you mean?
Yeah. I think it fits in there too, but from there you'd get a different opinion. Here he really is explaining the way he's learning it. And it's very much in line, somehow intuitively we picked it up. Because we said that the Torah doesn't want to press you.
Right.
But that's Allah on the Gavra. But that's why if you want to do it, you could do it, because the mitzvah still is there. The Cheftishah mitzvah is untampered with. But it's just the Gavra in terms of his chiyuv to mitzvahs that's been compromised.
Right. And then here is an interesting Rashi.
Where is that?
In Sukkah. It says Tarid. It says Libo Tarid Makshavas Be'ilah. Mistabra ki patre kra mishun tirda patre. The inu yachalas of Rishmayim Gacha.
Deino
Yachol La'asot Bishnayim Ka'achat.
I mean, it'll be dividing his attention.
Isn't that
an
impossibility?
No, it's not saying it's impossible.
No?
No, definitely not, because otherwise we're impossible.
Anushakamal
Pacha. He's saying he's putting pressure on him, it's a hard thing. To concentrate, put your full concentration in two areas.
Right. He has an exception. He has an exemption from the mitzvah.
Right.
But you think it's consistent with Rashi's position that if he wants to, he can do it.
Yeah.
Like he has like this choice to use the exemption or not. It's his
That's
choice.
Right. That's
they have to define the limitation. Where is the exemption applied to him or not?
Right. Which is I want to do.
You mean if it was the first way, there's no chalos chiyuv, then how could he do it?
How could he do it? That's right. Okay. So is that all we said in Rashi last time? We didn't say this one, but...
No,
there's another Rashi.
Yeah,
go ahead. Okay.
So it's good. Yeah, it's much more. Okay, so what else did we say last time?
And here's a question. Anyone does the mitzvah and he's not Queen Devonik or Hedjit, look between the Chesed and the Chiyuv?
Yeah, that we just said. Right?
The Ran.
Oh, the Ran. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You want to read the Ran? What daf is the Ran on?
In the
Dapei Arif, Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, there's a Ran.
It's a
The Ran learns, it turns out, in Sukkah, the Ran learns exactly what Rashi excludes. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The very last line of
the Big One? Just that key point there, where he says what the reason for Osei Kamitsa
Kotlan is. Is that it?
Yeah. Right, so he also learns like we're learning as possible. Okay, I got that.
Oh, you want?
Yeah. No. So read it again. What does Ron say? So as long as he's being osek, what? In malachto shel makom. So that's really the objective of Kol Torah Kula, is that a person should be an osek in malachto shel makom. That's why we have so many mitzvahs. So you're always being also from Malach Shemayim. So if you're also from Malach Shemayim, so the Torah doesn't the Yetzi Dechavosa is a Gavra Shel Torah. So, right.
He does say Latroach.
Yeah, Tirchah, right. The Torah's not Matriach, right? Because you already reached the level of being Osek Malach Shemayim. So that's a positive idea. But according to the Ran, also, it would seem that if he wanted to do it, he could do it. Right? The Torah wanted Matriach, and it seems that it's similar to Rashi. Except it's similar to Rashi. Okay, I'm not going to go any further.
Say if you can do it without any tip at all, then you should.
Yeah, that's interesting. He says if you're being So he's saying, what does that mean? It means since even though you have a din of being osay, if it's very easy and you could do the mitzvah, so you should do it. Because the chovas on mitzvah is still be'en, it's still kaya. So then if you don't do it, it looks like you're negating the mitzvah. So that's why he learns it out from Mishnah. Miyos tov al tiyara. Why should you push away a mitzvah?
It's a good.
It's a good.
Professionalist, if you want to do it. So easy, why wouldn't you?
So according to Rashi, it's a p'tur. According to the Ran, it places you in a different. It's more like we were saying before. It's more like.
Positive state.
Yeah, it's more like a positive state, like the case of a guy who's put from Tefillah, he's more like Taras al Nasa. That's the way the Ran seems to be going. But the Rashi seems to say clearly it's a p'tur. So that you have a chiluk between the Ran and between Rashi. The Ran is because it's a higher state. It's his osik malach shemayim. So the Torah didn't want to be a triach more because he already has the major fulfillment of his relationship to Jesus. But of course, if he wants to, he could do it. And Rashi is learning, no, because it's a p'tur. It's a p'tur because not because he's on such a high state, but because it's a p'tur because he can't, it's hard to concentrate on the two things at once. So the Torah wasn't matriach. But if he could do it, he can do it.
You see, according to both ways, if they want to do it, they
could
do it?
It would seem so, yeah. It seems so. That according to both ways, if they want to do it, they could do it.
Yeah, it'd be right, because otherwise we're on a patria otherwise.
Yeah, right.
It'd be right.
That's right, that's right. Okay.
Rabbi, the Ran would cover both cases of actually Osef Mitzvah and also Tir to the Mitzvah?
Yeah.
Also, I'm
going to
ask you about Shiloh.
The Ran is learning, not like Rashi, that Tir to the Mitzvah is a second Ptur. He's learning that, it seems to be learning that that's really the all one definition.
It's a state, and it's a state.
Yeah, one definition. Okay.
One time I asked you a question about the guy during the Chazaras Hashach, they walk around with a stucco box.
Right.
So you said you shouldn't give it because of the fact that you want to learn from the sugya that it was really an isser to be involved in another mitzvah. But
all right. You mean according to Rashi, it's not.
Right. And now
the Rav says it's not.
How what? Yes, we'll stop it.
Rabbi,
because, yes.
You said that according to the second way of learning, that it's more like an like a Torah or something also. Then you wouldn't need a separate limud for someone who's just Torah. Didn't you say that?
Yes.
Rashi. Yeah. Well, and now you're saying that the Ran holds that way, right?
Right. He's quoting Rashi verbatim.
Yeah,
verbatim.
It's
verbatim
Rashi.
Yeah, I don't know. Then maybe he's just going to quote the Shittas Rashi there.
It seems like he's going to quote the Shittas Rashi.
You can learn that Rashi. You don't have to.
Could be.
You can learn that Rashi. It's the same as Rashi.
Or else he holds that after the limud, you formulate it. It's true that it's a p'tur. It starts out as a p'tur. But then you have to reformulate it theoretically as a positive property. You know what I mean? That, in other words, the limud is in terms of a form of a p'tur. But now what's the svara for that? The svara for that is because it's like the Rasa and Nasa, it's on a high level.
Mm-hmm. Being the Hamid is
a positive property.
P'tur.
Right.
If you only have one, you say p'tur when it extends the chasa.
Right.
The mushroom law is a positive state, therefore it applies to the chasa.
Right. He learns a psukim, it's hard to say. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Just a question. So, this last thing you said, that you quoted plus commissioning, so if it's Ef Shuva Kayim Shneyam, it would be a negative if he abandoned one. So, that case where the guy, by Chazar Zashat, where the guy's even stuck, he's very easy to do Kayim Shneyam.
You mean to be mechavan to the.
You take out money, you just put it in the stock
market. He's taking out money, so your mind is taking out money.
That's I can't say it's not that easy.
You quoted less many years ago, the Moshe said it's also.
The Moshe said it's also?
Yeah, that's a Rebbe quote. Yes.
Oh.
Come
on. You said to see it, okay.
Okay, let's go.
What's the talking about? Is going to be empty. Where do you want to go, Rebbe?
Do we do any more?
No, that was it. You had that one question from the second Gadja.
Which question?
Yeah, probably that. Chafta Gadja.
Say it again.
Why sometimes you say a person's covering mitzvah, he's Nikra Hedja, sometimes it's a Kiyum?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because
you didn't take that.
I didn't take that, you're right. In other words, when do we say he's a Nikra Hedja? You wouldn't say over here. Because over here he could do them both. But where the mitzvah, where the cheftashal mitzvah is bottled, then he's new, then he's not. Here he's potter because of the gavra. It's a different tour. Okay, good. Let's go on. Now let's see. So where are we up to? Want to go further than the Mishnah?
You wanted to take, the further you wanted to take up the Tosis of the Akramita.
Okay, good.
through Rashi first?
Yeah.
Okay, the Mishnah and Rashi?
Yeah.
So, no si hamika, b'chudut vehem, eshef nemi d'vesha achim. So there's two categories of Nosei Misha, those that are before the Mikta and those that are after.
The Nosei Mikta, the Chilufayan, and the Chilufi Chilufayan. Okay.
And those that are before.
Because they take chances. Take turns.
So Rashi.
So what does the Mishnah say? Eshef Lifnehem Mikta.
Eshef Nehemita Tzorech Behem Beturin. Eshef Acher Mikta Tzorech Behem Chayav.
Okay. So what does Rashi say?
Rashi. Chilufayam. Shekim derech. Shemeschalfin losis. If he shed kol chafetzin lezakos bo. So the reason they took turns is because everybody wanted a chance to partake in the mitzvah. Right?
Yeah.
Not just because there was really a real intrinsic tzarach, but they all wanted to be involved.
Right.
Eshef Ne'amita, she is Askubo, Kishet Hagi Amita Lehem.
That's long.
Okay, so they're going to be Mizasik in the future when the Mita is going to come to them. They haven't gone yet. Kishelacha Mita Shinasu Kvar, that means people they've already carried it once. Shef Ne'amita Tzarech Ben Beturin, Imtzrichim Asay So Beturin. If the Mita, I guess they haven't gone yet, and the mita needs them, they're going to be part of Grishma.
Right.
Mishal Acha mita, af in tzorach behem, chayav. Chol shekvar yotzi dechavosa menameis, since they already went once, they yotzi dechiyav.
Right.
And even if the mita needs them, still they're part of the chayav in Grishma.
Okay, so as the Taisvis. Yes, so the question is, lifnei mita and lacha mita. So what does Rashi, what does Taisvis say?
Hafi garis Rashi. Shalachar mita afilo mita tzricha lehem chayav. Vishela olam lo hayu regilin lasis shekvar nasu chalkam.
Right.
It's only into the Rashi.
So achar mita, even if you need them. Even if you need them, lachar mita, they're still two, according to Rashi.
Chayav.
I mean, they're chayav, they'll have a Krishna, right?
We can get a lot of those.
Yeah, right. The people shall all know again what's the answer. The tame of tzas, halashim. The farish, go ahead.
My God, I'm our field tzvichalem. Although, you know, it's a clause, I mean, SMS, what does it even mean? They're not going to go again, but the meat needs them. But they're not going to go. What does it even mean? The whole thing makes no sense.
His question is on the ones lifnei or lacha?
What does it mean, the meat is tzricha? I mean, you're just telling me that they're not going to carry it again. So what do you mean, the meat? What does that mean, the meat is tzricha?
That means if they happen to have a tzricha.
So it means they're going to go again.
Yeah.
So what do you mean, the lacha making it?
Lachamita, what's it got to do with it? If you need them, you need them.
Right.
So therefore, Taisus learns different. How does he learn?
Doesn't matter where you are, so the matter is whether it's Tzricha or Tzricha.
Yeah, so it's a good question in Russia, right?
Very good question. I know why it's like it's unstable.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. See, I think what Rashi means is like this. That everybody has a chov to be mishtatef in the Maisa HaMitzvah of being Nosei the Mita.
Who's everybody? Everybody there?
Yeah. Or has a kiyum, or has a right to be, has a right to be zochah to that mitzvah. So therefore, the ones that are before the mita, they weren't mekayim the mitzvah yet. the ones that were la'achar mita, they were mekayim mitzvah. So you'll ask me a kasha, a taisus kasha, but they need them. So why shouldn't they be potter? Because they need them. So that, I think, is a matter of practicality. Like, did you ever notice, for instance, by a cavern, so they dig, everybody takes a chance digging with the shovel. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing is, a lot of times, if you wouldn't do it, so somebody else will do it a little longer.
Right.
But if you're there, and you're ready to take over, we'll let you take over. So that's what Rashi means by tzricha. He doesn't mean that they absolutely need them.
Right.
He means it's always better to have more people. So therefore, if they want to do it, like standby. So if they present themselves to do it, so then they'll use them.
Right. If there's like 10,000 people, though, then you can't. Yeah, that's
not even
right.
Intrinsically.
If they offer, if
not
they,
even intrinsically.
Right, not that intrinsically there's nobody to bury the guy, and if these guys don't do it, he's gonna they're gonna stop. That's a rational.
Even if you have you have a lot of people.
Right.
So then they really not need it for the same reason.
So he holds Lufneim, he holds the potter because they weren't Mekayim the mitzvah.
Yet.
So therefore, the potter. But if you were Mekayim the mitzvah, and even though you could do it, but somebody else could pinch it for you, so then you don't have to do it. I mean, then you're chayiv in Krishna. So you get this crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I believe Rashi should do. That's why I don't think that's how he answers the discussion. In other words, tzarach doesn't mean if you don't do it, he's not going to get buried. But Rashi holds that if you didn't do the mitzvah yet, so you didn't have the schus of the kiyum of the maisa mitzvah. So that potters you. That's a potter.
So Rashi would say that if there was only a few people that did it already, they were fulfilled it, but there's only a few and everyone is needed. So then according to Rashi, you would still be potter.
Okay. Right, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And what's the Acharehan? How does the Acharehan work with Rashi?
The Acharehan means they did it already.
Yeah, okay.
So then it's just a matter of pinch hitting. So then he says, Yechayev. But if you didn't get the mitzvah yet, apparently Rashi holds it's not a stama thing. It really is a key of Nosei Amita, is really a key of Kavod HaMeis. It's a key of Kavod HaMeis to participate in being a Nosei Amita. It's an interesting Rashi. So therefore he holds that key of to be a Nosei Amita will prompt you from Krishna.
Right.
No one, you don't think of it that way. You think no semita, all right. They'll assign somebody. You know, whatever they assign, they assign. But apparently, according to Rashi, there's a chova to be one of the no semita. And that chova to be one of the no semita patters you from Krishna. That's the lashon of Rashi.
It's the biggest opposite of the Shema. Originally, it's the Shekin Derech and his powerful muscles to be Shekol Chafetz and Lazakos, but.
Right.
That sounds like they want to.
Yeah, they want to.
And then later
so apparently, it's a schuss.
And later he says, Afin Tzorchon Chayav Mol Shekhar Yelti Zechobasan and Amez. That
right.
Sounds like a Chobah.
Right.
It's like everyone's Chayav or everyone just wants to be Mazaka, wants a schuss.
What did you say?
Which one?
Yeah, apparently, he holds us like a tzur
summit.
Mm-hmm.
It's Leviathanis, it's Kmias Kasabin. Really
yeah. It's a mitzvah with a tzur.
So it's one of the categories of Yes Chassad, the Ram has.
Right. But he holds it's a union of mitzvahs. It's marked off as a separate union of mitzvahs. It's an amazing Russian. You don't think of it that way. Right. That's where Russia lands. So if you, so that's what Rashi, because Rashi says openly, so apparently there's a kiyum of the yotzi yidechova from the mace that you personally are an osa.
Right, since you do a little bit, you get to the kiyum of
that. That's right.
Why does he say shekol chafetz and lagos b'ol opposed to shekol chayav?
I mean, that's the truth, but because of the chiyuv, everybody's...
just because everybody's chayav doesn't mean everybody's necessarily going to be able to. Right. Say everybody's chayav, it's a nasi das, you have 100,000 people. So everybody's chayav, and everybody's going to have a chance to do it, everybody wants to.
Right.
Right, so everybody's chayav, everybody wants to, but some people might not even be able to.
Well, if he doesn't want to, then he's chayav in prison.
He doesn't want to, he's a Jew, of course
yeah.
He wants to.
But since it's a mitzvah for you, so he wants
to. Of course, give it to of course he wants.
He wants, of course.
That's for Shalom, if he doesn't.
Right.
If you learn that, you can learn like Parashi at Tzorach, that means like the Ainat Tzorach would be like you're totally unnecessary, they can't use you. If there's
right.
So many people that you're unnecessary, then you're
that's right.
Chayav in Kriyashma, because you're not going to get, even if you want, you're not going to get a chance.
Right.
So Tzorach just means that you're not unnecessary, it doesn't mean that you're really necessary.
Right.
Necessary means you're absolutely necessary.
Right.
Then you have, of course, you have to do that. You can't, you're not going to do that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That tzorach means not unnecessary? Is it different?
Tzorach v'ayem chayovim.
I appreciate it.
Whole shek v'ayotzi dechavosim in a mitzvah. So they're chayiv. Because they were makayim the mitzvah of... Lagabe the mace of doing it, and now the tzorech is simply that they can pinch it.
Right,
they
can do more.
Do more.
Right, so they're not unnecessary.
Right, they're not unnecessary. Yeah, that's
exactly. Right. But it's different than necessary. They're necessary even if they're yotzei the
chayav. Right, but let's not confuse it too much.
No, I'm saying he's learning tzorech. You see, he's learning, that's his answer to Tosafot Kasha.
Yeah, I understand.
Tosafot saying tzorech means you're really necessary. Then of course, wherever you are, you'd be
right.
You're not necessary to get the
definitely.
Rashi says, it just means you're not unnecessary. If you're totally unnecessary, you're not going to get 100,000 people.
Exactly.
There.
Exactly.
So, it's a difference between necessary and not unnecessary.
Okay. What you're saying is right, but you're putting it in a complicated way.
Right.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, so we want to go further?
Yeah. Now, and Tosus just holds that what? As long as the, it just goes by what there's a tzorach, like a real need. Like a real
yeah,
need.
Yes, sir. It takes like a real need, yeah.
Okay. Further in the Mishnah?
Right.
Okay.
So it comes out that there's two chiyuvim here. There's a chiyuv where it's necessary, like Tosus. That's, you're bound by the chiyuv of the force of mace.
Right.
But then there's a separate chiyuv on you. To be a gavra that was osok in Kursimus, in those end.
Right. In Tosus, though, you have to produce the result of the Kura.
Right, that's all Tosus.
Rashi has to be involved in the chesed of
it's
the.
It's a personal chiyuv.
Right.
Personal chiyuv.
Well, just commit as chesed. If you do my so chesed, you have to
talk. You're nitfas b'chiyuv to be an osok. But today, I don't think, I don't want you to go. I mean, today they're very marked, but aren't they? Like they sign people. I guess because they're afraid that their body's going to fall or something.
They also want the people want to be
the people with family or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
So what does it mean the mission and payah? So according to Rashi, Il Dvarim Shein Lem Shir, right? The Minas Masadim was one of that. So what does that mean, Rashi, that even though you're Yotze, you're Chiyav, it means there's no shear in terms of the kiyum of mitzvah? This is, right, Gemara Sanah is one of the things that have no shear.
Gemara Sanah is no shear.
Correct. And Rashi here says, Yotzi Yachiyav. So what does it mean there's no shear? Does that mean that so long as...
Oh, there's no shear if they need you to participate.
I sensory learning, that's what means no shir.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if they really need you, it's going on that.
Well, no, even if you're pinch hitting.
There's no shir in terms of the Mekayim mitzvah.
Yeah.
You don't say, like, pick the little, there's no
right.
mitzvah.
Right.
Well, every...
Right. It still goes on.
But there is a shir to be able to your chiyuv.
Yeah, that's correct, but you're still not finished. You still can get a kinyan mitzvah.
Right, but you're not chayiv.
But you're not...
You're not chayev.
You're not chayev as a person. It would be a chiyuv like chesed, I guess, to spread the work out, make it easier for everybody.
I mean, it'd be like chobas chesed. If the body's not buried, then it's chayev everybody to be like mitzvah almost. Like,
right. Okay, ve'elu ve'elu.
Ve'elu ve'elu v'tur min atvila. The love the racing. The Rabbi Sin of Pirshu, Ishish Lahem Oud Shehus. Get to the Dal Shams. And the Nirash in the Lashem Pach.
Right. Okay, yeah, in other words, Potter means you're really Potter. Not you can postpone it. So therefore, Rashi learns that what? Ve'elo ve'elo p'tur minat tefila. Whether you're a pinch hitter or whether you're a person that wasn't mekayim the mitzvah yet, you're potter minat. You still have a p'tur from davening. Why? Because davening is drabbana.
Well, it's different.
It's still a mitzvah. Yeah, but it's all drabbana.
Only if there's a tzarach, according to Rashi, meet the tzarach for him, no?
Yeah.
If they meet the same tzarach for him, then it wouldn't be. You're acting patur tefillah.
Right.
Just saying, if there's a tzarach, even though you're yotzei yechiyuv,
v'shelach amita afim tzarach ben chayavim. But for tefillah, you'd be patur.
Because it's still a kiyum mitzvah.
Because it's only drabbanan.
And there's still a kiyum. You know, you have to your chiyuv shalach amita, there's still a kiyum to be involved more.
Yeah. Even if there's a tzarach b'hem, so there's a kiyum, because you're lightening up the burden for everybody, and you're pinching in. But nevertheless, even though you have that kiyum, that's enough to pot it from a derabana. That's a Rashi. The Rashi need a real tzuras chiyuv. So the tzuras chiyuv is if the gavra didn't do his mitzvah. So it's a tzuras chiyuv to go and do this. He has a tzura there on the gavra. But over here there's no tzura. It's just helping out. So where there's a tzura, it patters you from a deraisa. But where there's no tzura, so it'll pati, even though there's no tzura, it'll pati from the rabban anyways. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Is it working through Ozig Mitzvah?
Sir?
Is this Ozig Mitzvah Vatana Mitzvah? What's this p'tor? What's the mechanism of this p'tor?
I would say that the kiyum of Hisaskus B'meis is a potum rabban, not as drabban.
The Rashi Hisaskus
B'meis. You need a tzura.
Is Rashi learning?
That's a Rashi's name.
Is Rashi learning that the